Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Now, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with the morning show podcast. Do you understand the difference? I'm Julia Young, and I am joined by my, I don't know. There's a co-host involved, and his name is Mike Camerlingo. How the heck are you, buddy?
I would never correct you on what you were saying, because each time you said it, I was like, that sounds right. No, that's right. That's good.
Yeah.
And you, as you know, I messed up almost every time I've read any kind of copy. So
that's true. That's very true. You know what? I'm going to blame the heat. I'm going to say sweating through my underwear today, and my brain has partially liquefied.
Is it like 95 there?
It's so really hot. Right. It's the time of year where you go, oh, I have to stay inside for my health. I am not allowed to venture outside.
You get that swass.
It's so bad. It is so bad.
I made a promise to myself. I said, I don't care how hot it gets this summer. I'm not going to complain once. And I'm close to breaking that promise.
I don't know why you wouldn't complain. I don't know what that gets you. You're not going to get a medal.
Because you know why? Because I'm really like just trying to make a deal with myself, because in the winter, or with the Lord, because in the winter it's so cold and it's so long, and I'm like, all right, just get me to the summer and I promise I'll be good. I'll be a good boy. Please, like when a plane is shaking in the air, you go, just let this plane land. I'll go to church. I'll make my bed. I legit said that to the Lord once. I said, I'll make my bed. Do you think he cares?
Well, it's not a he, it's a she. And, you know, that's exactly what happened, I believe, in season 3 of The Nanny. You know, they were on the plane, right? With the nanny, Mr. Sheffield. And
you know, anytime anyone mentions The Nanny or I read anything about The Nanny, I just think of you now. So
that's perfect. That's what I wanted to happen. Shout out Fran Drescher.
And maybe God did want me to make my bed, because the plane landed safely and I made my bed once, so it didn't count.
You don't make your bed every day?
No, I do. Because I got a ball and chain. But if it was just me by myself.
Do you mean a wife? Is that what you meant? A wonderful partner who just.
Yes, a life partner.
Okay. Yeah, a wife partner.
I feel like people are saying partner more, and I don't.
They're really saying partner.
I didn't get
more.
The memo on it. I don't really.
I'm not allowed to say partner.
Are we supposed to
say partner? My fiance hates it.
I'm with him. I'm with him. Yeah. I don't understand it.
But what are you supposed to say besides, like, sometimes I call him I call him my good friend sometimes, and he hates it.
You can say the roommate.
The roommate. I go, because then the whole thing is like, you don't call him their best friend. It's like when people are like, I'm marrying my best friend. That's bad. Like, you can't say I'm marrying my partner.
I'm marrying my best friend. Yeah, that's like couples who, no offense to anybody who does this, but like couples who like play video games together and stuff. I'm like, guys, what are you doing?
People who play video games in general.
No, I think I need to
get it.
I think I want a gaming system.
No, you don't. You don't. No. How are you going to have time? You have a newborn.
No, I have no time. I don't have any time, but I want to look at it and be like, maybe later tonight, play some baseball.
Oh, yeah, I'll take out my Switch.
You know, my conversation thing all the time now is I'm always like, what kind of system you got? Like, what do we got going on here? You know?
God, no, you're too old to ask that. That makes you seem too eager. You have to start asking people, like, what kind of shower heads they have.
I know. Oh, what kind of grill is that? Hey, man.
Really good shower head that tells you the temperature.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, temperature where? Outside?
It's on the top of it. There's a digital reader and it tells you how hot the water is.
Oh, that
and
makes
it changes
more sense.
Color based on the zone you're in. I like to be in the red zone, which is about 113, 114 degrees. But the fiance thinks that's too hot.
Wait, this is in a New York City apartment?
Yeah, it's because when we moved in, the fiance is really, really tall, and the shower head they had was gonna like hit his forehead, so they had to install one with like an arm on it that extends, and it's like probably they got it from Amazon. But
how tall are we talking? 6'3".
You're talking 6'3".
Wow.
I know.
Nice.
Very leggy. He's all legs, you know?
Legs.
He's got
You ever
hands.
Call him legs?
I call him legs. I will tell him he's all limbs, you know? He's got legs that go straight to his hips.
You say my partner has long limbs?
My leggy partner is what I call him. He's also trying to get like a big butt, you know, he's not happy with his butt. So he takes the stairs two at a time. He says that he's saving money on a BBL. So
I thought you were going to say something about steroids because you said he takes the and I was like,
no,
steroids?
Stairs.
How do you get a bigger butt? I mean,
you got to take the stairs two steps at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And do some squats.
Back quad life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just a tip
for him. He'll get there.
My
and there's
body
always
fillers.
Turning into, is it a muffin top? Is that a body type? That's
what
could
just
I
be a muffin
like
in general, just a muffin shape.
Just a muffin shape, but the top
just a muffin
is,
stump.
I'm getting a little bit of that, like where I'm like, wait, what's happening here? It's just kind of like, you know, it's a dad bod. And I'm starting to think that eating half a jar of peanut butter on a daily basis and then not working out ever, that's really catching up to me.
Well, I mean, are you developing the same bod as your baby is the question.
She has way more, what are they called? Like creases?
Potential? Oh, years way ahead
more,
of her?
She definitely has way more potential. She's got
like crevices. Yeah.
Crevices. There's a lot of crevices going on. So I have less crevices, but I have more land mass. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she has more
like
state
Pangea.
Borders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have more like Canada. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I know Canada
there.
Has provinces and shit, but come on.
Come on.
I've been
together.
Out of school for a long time.
Yeah. And even when you went to school, were you really there?
I was not.
So this is Java, good morning. This is the segment we like to call Up Top, where we really just talk about daily minutiae. And we're just going to go right up ahead and say, what's wrong with me? We're going to go right ahead and say it. Guys, we have something big to talk about. Capital B, capital I, lowercase g.
You're nervous. You don't want to talk to the fans. You're nervous.
Fans, Jehovah's Witnesses, we love you so much. But listen, things have changed. You know, it's 2021. It's a hot everyone summer. People are horny. People are busy. Someone here and their partner had a newborn. You might.
Can I say I had one, even though I didn't do anything? I just
No, you can't. But your
I like to say
did.
We had one.
We were pregnant. So you know this podcast has been so much fun, but I just you know we're not sure if we can do a weekly output. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, we've really documented our. Oh my God, I can't talk either, Julia. Our descent into madness over the last 20 weeks. Like it's really been, you really ride the coaster with us where we're like, hey, is there a vaccine? What is that?
Yeah.
So like Julia just getting it stuck in her forehead in CVS. Like that's, we've traveled with it.
You had a baby you didn't used to, and now you do.
It's just
that journey.
There's a lot going on. We're trying to sleep train. There's a lot happening right now.
I'm trying to sleep train. I've regressed. My night sweats are back.
Oh my God. Night terrors. I think it's like a thing where, you know, Julia and I are going to talk. Don't go unsubscribing yet. This may be a thing where we check in once a month after a big thing. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we're going to figure it out. But I think on a weekly basis, we're going to pull back from that. As you know, what are you going to do? We both have things we're also trying to do on our own. We're trying to do all this stuff. So this has always been a fun thing where Julie and I love chatting with each other, and we will continue to do that, but we just don't, it's just not going to be in the same weekly thing.
Yeah. I have a micro wedding to plan and
I want to talk about that, by the way.
Well, you're not invited, much like I wasn't invited to yours. But I think, you know, when things calm down, you know, when someone gets sleep trained, when things are a little bit clearer, we might, you know, go back to more often, but I think, we're going to do this podcast when we want to. But the drops will not be as often, but we still love all of our Jehovah's Witnesses.
I think we, hopefully you guys do too. Like, this is a fun, like check-in. We will continue doing it, just not on a regular basis. So hopefully we have some, you know, and then we'll have more stuff to talk about. The more we live,
That's true. Yes.
Or you'll never fucking hear from us again. I mean, I don't really know what the future is.
Yeah, we could ghost you. We could be one of those podcasts that just fucking ghosts you.
You know, I read a thing that 50% of podcasts only have one episode. So we're already ahead of the curve right there.
Yeah, this is our 20th. Hello.
That's pretty big, actually.
Most
people
big.
Give up way before then.
Yeah, we're giving up. No, we're not giving up. We're just pulling back. And you know what? This isn't our full-time job. So, you know, Helix Mattresses is not sponsoring us. If they were, we would be doing this every other day.
No, I do think, ready, this is a serious, this is Mike being serious.
Okay.
I think it's important to look at stuff in the lens that it is. Like, this is a fun project we do. So you shouldn't be like stressed about it or like doing all this shit. And then if, yeah, like you said, this isn't our full-time job. You have a full-time job. I'm always trying to land one. So part of the reason is I have to continue making content for my 60-second classic stuff. I have a video series I'm trying to do. So, you know, we each have our own thing and we will meet back here whenever we want to drink some rosé and talk about Julia's fiance's gambling problem.
Absolutely. We will. And on that note, in terms of catching up on things we missed, I want to hear about this wedding you went to with the men's warehouse suit. I saw a video of you pretending to choke slam a friend.
Oh, no, that was a real choke slam, my friend.
That was your essence. Awesome. That's your essence. That was amazing.
That was one take, by the way. That was so, if you couldn't tell, I mean, we used to wrestle all the time in like backyard wrestling.
Grab him by the throat.
We just talked it out. He goes, I'll neck chop you. And I said, all right, I'll kick you and I'll choke slam you. That was it. And by the way, that was the groom. That was the groom, by the way.
That was the groom. Yeah, that
was the groom. And that was like 20 minutes before the wedding. So any wedding where that is involved, it's going to be a good wedding, you know, because everyone's loose. It's fun.
It was good.
I like any wedding where, yeah, like people are loose and just having a good time. And it was strange to be around all these people, but it was, I loved it. It was great. And it was also a wedding where I saw a bunch of people I hadn't seen in years.
Yeah.
So it was
a big one, like 100, 200?
It was, yeah, there was like 100. Yeah, it was like 100.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good size, but it was nice. It was like they got married in like this greenhouse thing. It was like inside, outside. It was beautiful. And then the reception was like in this big, like huge, I don't know if barn is the right word, but this big, huge thing. It was really nice. Like, I think it holds like up to 300 people. So it was a big venue, but it was awesome. Yeah, we went. And we had fun. I did a little dancing. My wedding dance moves are still there.
Bruno Mars played at all?
I didn't hear as much Bruno as you usually hear at a wedding.
Okay.
Which means I didn't hear 5 Bruno Mars songs.
Right. Nature's still healing.
Because usually you hear 5. But let me tell you, I was just going drink. I didn't have you know, usually during, if you go out at night or something, you have a little bit of a drink plan. Well, I do because I'm I say like, oh, I'm going to drink some beers and then I'll switch to this.
Yeah, you have a wedding, plan.
Mm-hmm. At a wedding, I'm going Bud Light, vodka soda, this, yeah. And you're going,
you're
hey,
yes
what's that?
Oh, mm-hmm.
I'm yes standing. And luckily, the Lord blessed me because I said, I'll make my bed tomorrow if you let me not be hungover. And I was remarkably kind of okay. So
was there good food? You had chicken or fish or
great
ham?
Great food. I had it all. There was chicken. Wow. And then there was also these like bourbon glazed steak tips with mashed potatoes.
You love a steak tip.
It was great.
Yeah.
I love a steak tip.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad you had fun.
Not too many people said, hey, what's up with that suit? I was more worried about my haircut, which sucked. We talked about that, right? It was a terrible
haircut.
You've
always had a problem with bad haircuts
Is it the shape of my head? Am I not saying what I want correctly?
Head. And I think what's inside of it, to be honest. But I feel like that's just your lot in life to never be super happy with a haircut.
Some people get parking tickets. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, can't find the right jeans. I can never get a good haircut.
Mm-hmm. And that's your journey.
I went and got it fixed the other day after the wedding, of course. I went to a wedding with a bad haircut and took pictures.
Yeah.
Great.
Of course.
But I went and I was like, just going to tell the guy just to trim the part that was too long. And then he was like, you want me to just like give you a haircut? I was like, yeah, just cut my hair. So this is what always happens. He cut it. And let's be honest, it's a little short, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But my head, I feel like my head is misshapen. It's kind of going up at a weird angle. It looks like one of those fancy buildings near Central Park. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, enough already. But you think it's because you maybe had a lot of concussions growing up that dented it?
Absolutely. My high school football career had something to do with that.
Well, let's not call it a career if no one made any money and it didn't lead anywhere. So
my high school football stint?
Games.
How about a stint? Yeah. A stint playing high school football?
Sure. Well, I feel like a stint is also sounds like something you would get implanted in your brain to stop bleeding. So yeah, sure.
Right. Right. Well, whatever, we can just call it the reason my brain is being donated to science. How about that?
Yeah. And science doesn't want it. Spoiler. They're going to throw it back. Someone who's caught a fish that's too small.
This brain is dented. We don't take dented brains, sir. Bobby did, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of hair cuts, I got my hair cut last week, and I went to a place in Brooklyn, and I like my haircut, but my hair cutter, dresser, hair stylist, he's kind of a bully, but I'm kind of like addicted to his approval, I guess, where I just want him to like me and like to laugh at me. And like, if I have an opinion on something and he disagrees, I will like quickly change my opinion. If I was I hated, you know, I hated that show. And he's like, well, I liked it. I'd be like, yeah, no, I actually thought it was good in some ways. Yeah. So I do agree.
Oh, the show? Oh, I thought we were talking about the book. Yeah. I love the show.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. So he's definitely a bully, but,
I look at barbers and stylists, whatever you want to say. They're kind of like, taxi drivers driving you to the airport. Like they can say whatever and I'll go,
Just nodding.
Mm-hmm. You're just nodding. You, because they have your life in their hands.
Yeah. They have the power. It's true.
The power. So does your barber?
No, it's not a barber.
I used to say barber for stylist. How about stylist?
Sure. Stylist.
Does the person at Supercuts, whoever cuts your hair, are they talking the whole time or are they engaging with you?
They're talking.
I had a barber once who just kind of talked, and you just go, and my role would always be just be like, really.
Just to kind of be mumbling aside. No, I think I would, you know, there'd be like some moments of silence. So I would try to think of something and I try to be like, oh, Mayor of Easttown, huh? You know, or just try to get him involved. But then he would, I really wanted him to talk shit about people in the salon, which he did. He does not like the other people he works with. He started talking shit about them. But yeah, I just, you know, it's like kind of, you feel like a not cool kid at school sitting at the popular table, trying to get everyone to like you women's salons usually are, where it's like so expensive and everyone there is cuter than you. And you have a apron around your throat and you look like a dumb idiot who's so ugly, but you know, you're just trying to make the best of it. So
this is not, I thought you thought this might've been your therapist for a minute. With Tom is his name.
Well, Tom is a therapist who allegedly doesn't have social media, but he should because I make a lot of jokes about him that are not jokes.
I think that's good. You need a therapist who's not on social media.
Yeah, I guess.
What if you saw Tom and he was just like, oh yeah, they're going to inject 5G into your fucking shoulder. Would you be like, oh Tom, like.
I'd be like, you know what? At least he has theories. You know, at least he's thinking.
I'm with that. The older I get, I'm like, you know what? Let's just be civil. You can believe whatever you want. Let's be civil.
Let's just be kind.
Would you rather a stylist who talks all the time like that, or someone who didn't say a word?
I mean, the like socially anxious person in me is like just silence, like. I know that that's my father. His preference is like, he doesn't care how good a barber is. If they don't speak to him, then that's his favorite barber in the world.
Yeah, I get
like,
that.
Just no chit chat. It's like, okay, you know what? And if you're seeing your person for years and you're going in there every 6 months or 6 weeks, and it's like, you have a relationship and it's like a gossip sesh.
Right.
But at a certain point you're like, can we just shut up? Can everyone just shut up? Right. And can I get a magazine to read? Right. You know? So,
yeah, I think I had a guy cut my hair recently who didn't say anything the whole time. And that's a little bit too much, because then I started going so you guys been busy? Like I started
that's always the go-to now. It's has business been picking up now that, you know, everyone got their backs, right?
Right. Yeah.
God, kill me.
I know. Kill me.
What else do you want to talk about for up top? I feel like we have so much to discuss.
Oh, I had your just have a mental breakdown for like 45 seconds and then you're totally fine.
Usually it's longer than 45 seconds.
I know, it was a weird one. So mine happened today. Okay. It probably happens every day, but I'm just talking about today. So I made a salad, right?
And that's weird.
I know, strike one. I made a salad because I had this leftover chicken. So I put the chicken on top and I had shredded carrots and I did all this shit. And this fly, not like a little, like it was fucking big fly. Yeah.
Like many eyes.
Yes. It was like big, like it had a personality. Like it was fucking with me. And it landed on the table. And I didn't take a bite yet. And I was trying to get it bang, bang. I was trying to bang it with a fucking a thing. What do you put a plate on? A placemat.
A fly swat. Oh, okay.
And then it goes, it lands in the middle of my salad and it's sitting there. And I started smashing it with a placemat, just smashing it dead into my salad. And I was going like, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Like you fucking. And of course I threw the whole thing out. That happened earlier today. And you know, I was like, I'm like, that's what I get for trying to eat a salad.
Yeah. You're being punished.
So anyway, if anybody had, you know, I'm doing great. Other than that, I'm doing great. But that did happen today.
That's, I feel like a very like PTSD episode, right?
Yeah, but it was one of those things. I'm sure. Have you ever had this happen where you like either freak out or lose your temper, and then like 20 seconds later, you like are a little embarrassed, and then you're just like, "Oh, what?
Yeah,
that's what I do."
My personality. It's just like tiny temper tantrums, and then feeling remorse.
My wife, it's like the look my wife gave me was like, "What? What? Why did you do that?" It was kind of like, "Why did you do that?" And I was like, "There was a bug in my salad."
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh my god, I've chosen to like spend my life with this unstable demon."
Every time I think I'm like, you know, I've tricked her and she's forgotten about stuff like that, I go and like, you know, try to fight a fucking fly and throw out my salad, and she just gets reminded, and I can see it. She has a little bit of a head tilt.
Yeah, like, and her disappointment.
It's confusion, disappointment. Mm-hmm. Like, can I go back in time and make a?
Can I go back in time? Can I make different choices? And like, why has evolution not worked?
Basically. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going? And she's like, maybe the science place won't take his brain. I don't know.
So they're gonna take a look and they go, this looks like grilled chicken.
I also got more artwork delivered. In case you missed that word,
you Picasso that
artwork. Yeah, wow. I also got an Al Bundy jersey that I'm gonna hang up. I'm trying to make a little studio here.
Yeah, we've talked about your man cave.
Yeah, so I think I'm almost close. I'm close. So I'm gonna hang. I will send you a picture when
you got to see a picture again. I want you to have a neon beer sign that's like ice cold brewskis.
That's the only thing that's missing.
Mm-hmm. You should crowdfund for one.
I know I should, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you get them to fund it, then you'll give them your brain. That's what they want.
Everybody gets a little piece of my brain.
Yeah.
So I got the Al Bundy jersey to hang up on the wall, but if we're being honest, next time I go to a barbecue, I'm wearing that shit.
You're going to wear it because you're going to want fist bumps from other dads. I think you want. Dude, that's great, what you crave.
Jersey. And then I want people to go, hun, you know what this jersey's from? I want some of that.
Hun, come here. You got to see what Mike, is it Mike? Yeah, yeah. You got to see what Mike's wearing.
Hey, look at this fucking idiot. Oh, kid. Yeah, I want all that.
Look at it. Yeah. Oh, you know, my wife would never let me wear something like that. Right. Yes, yes. And your wife's God, please opens up the grill and puts her face on it.
She's like, oh, I didn't have a say. I didn't know we could say no. She's like, I've also made a decision that I think this summer already feels like it's getting there. But next summer, I'm going to coach a baseball team. Julia, you know this is where my life is going.
Yeah.
Next summer, I'm going to try to mold like seventh grade minds, and it's going to happen.
No, they don't let you around kids unless it's one of your kids.
They're going to be like, did you see this man's social media?
You can't just walk in raw and be like, hi, middle schoolers. Like,
I can't. No, I need a recommendation. If anyone out there in the Massachusetts area has young children to put me around, I can teach them how to turn a double play.
No, I don't think you can. You need to wait until your small baby is like five. Okay. And then you start with T-ball and then you get a reputation. And then
here's my problem though. I have no patience to coach like T-ball or when they're like just drawn in the dirt.
I don't think you have any patience at all based on this fly salad story.
I want these kids to be gamers. Yeah, you're right. I have no, but I'm working on it until next year. They're going to play that way at the board meeting when they try to kick me out of being the coach. They're going to be like, do you know this man has a temper?
You're going to flip a table. I know it. You're going to flip a table. Ugh. Well, this is going to be a really light table. It's going to surprise you how light it is.
And then I'm just so embarrassed. All the parents are looking at me. I'm just so embarrassed. I'm like, that was a joke.
It was a goof. I'm making content. I had some pretty, pretty big news, which is that the fiance was at a friend's bachelor party. So I was alone.
Wait, he was at his friend's bachelor party.
His friend's. Yeah, yeah. Nice. His good friend had a bachelor party that was like 5 days, four nights.
Hell yeah. Where'd they go? Vegas.
It's way too long. It's not. It's the Poconos.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, it was a very, very long bachelor party. And apparently it was really pretty up there. There were a lot of deer And the first thing I said is, you better do a tick check. You better do a tick check.
Yes.
Where there are deers, there are ticks.
I thought I saw ticks. I was trying to figure out if a bug I saw the other day was a tick, because there are deer near me.
Oof.
And for about a half hour, I couldn't decide. So I don't know.
Just, was it on you? No.
It was on the ground. It was on the ground.
Yeah.
So it wasn't moving. So I think it sucked. Maybe it sucked something out of my butt or something. But it was already fucking dead. But still, you don't want to see one.
You can't be too careful. Yeah.
I mean, the Poconos, that's a fun bachelor party. All right, let me guess. He golfed. He went shooting guns, and he went to the casino.
Okay, he's not you. So he didn't golf. The people he was with, I think, probably did want to shoot guns, but they did go to a casino. You are correct. Nice.
All right.
And he called me and I said, are we ruined? And he said, no, we're fine. I kept it in check. But, you know, I think he got a little rowdy. But they did go on a choo-choo train for one of their activities. They wanted to go ATV riding, which I was obviously against. But there was no place that was open, I guess. So someone was like, hey, there's an old timey, like diesel train. So they all went on a choo-choo train, which is so
That's
cute.
Pretty cool. I love a good train.
I love a good train. I love a bad train. I'd love to do more traveling by train. I think it's very romantic and slow and low risk.
The idea of it is amazing, but when you find yourself on an Amtrak that is taking 5 hours to go from New York City to Boston.
Yeah. Like the bathroom, it just smells like hot piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say why? Yeah. But no, I think something with like a sleeper car, something like that, you know?
Basically, like any kind of Hitchcock movie train. Right? I'm into that. It's very romantic. If Cary Grant's there, then I'm there.
Yeah.
But when the fiance was out of town, I reverted back to very bad behavior of just eating so much crap and being so lazy that I was like so happy for him to come back, because you know, he makes me accountable.
Yeah.
Because you can't have this embarrassing behavior in front of a partner, you know?
Yeah, because they kind of go, did you wear that yesterday? And you're like,
are you dipping that in ranch? Yeah.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
So it embarrasses
you. Are you drinking
you.
Ranch out of the bottle? Like, what are you doing? And you're like, yes,
I'm like, I'm using a glass straw. It's sustainable.
So ranch is a dressing that I think everyone likes, but maybe I made this up, but isn't it specifically like in line with like the Midwest? Like there's a big Midwest thing, right?
It is a very big Midwest thing. Okay. I grew up dipping pizza in ranch dressing in elementary school.
Cause obviously I had, you know, we had ranch here. I liked ranch a lot. I used it, but when you meet someone from the Midwest, they're just like all about ranch.
I'm all about ranch. And it's interesting. I think my fiance hates it. It's like one of his phobias. And I've met a lot of other men who don't like kind of these like ranch and mayo, even like yogurty stuff. And my mother has a theory that all men hate these things. And I don't want to ask
I know the theory.
I don't want to say the theory out loud, because I think it might be gross, but
you know, the theory, is there a theory that, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would guess that, you know, men have this like this buried deep seated fear of like, they just don't want to eat a load. I mean, if we're being honest, right? Right? Is that it?
I mean, and she's never said it. She just goes, oh, I think men just don't like this.
I don't,
you know, and she doesn't follow it further. Thank God.
I don't think you should follow it further with her. I think
I don't want to ever, but I think that must be what it is.
Interesting.
But there are men who like mayo and ranch, but you know,
mayo's the thing, but I kind of, mayo's the thing I've come around on. I used to not.
Yeah. You've come around on?
I will say, even though I like mayo, if you made a sandwich and put mayo in it, I'd like how it tasted, but it's not doing itself any favors. Like if you open up a jar of mayo and put a knife, it's just like, it's kind of a gross consistency.
Yeah, I love it. Like you would never dip french fries in mayo. You would never
No, absolutely not.
Well, that's the very low class of you. Cause you know, I think they do it in Europe. So.
Oh yeah. You can convince somebody that if they do it in Europe, you're like, oh, well, maybe
they
I should
take
do
loads
it.
In Europe all the time, all the time. That's what Brexit was about.
My wife and I went to Italy. No big deal. Ever hear of it?
Oh, Italy.
And we were at like this outdoor cafe and we got pizza and we were like, I don't know. I think they eat it with like a fork and knife. Like we didn't know what to do. And these like two Italian business guys sat down next to us and we're just fucking chomping it like normal, like eating it like you would eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're just like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we're just trying to really try like, oh, I think they do it like this.
Trying to fit in.
fucking idiots. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. 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 You're just like, is better than Sbarro, huh?
Like, do you guys have any Sbarro? Oh, La Sbarro? Like, you know what I mean?
Sbarro. So. Well, my parents are coming to town this coming weekend, and they're going to meet the fiance's parents.
Oh, always a fun time.
So give me ideas for like topics we can talk about that are neutral.
Okay. So what are your parents? I kind of know what your parents are like. What are his parents like?
They're from Long Island.
My sense with all this stuff is that most people just want to get along with everybody.
Yes.
And we forget that our parents have been alive for a long time and they know how to get along with people and they know how to be nice, right? We're so worried that they're going to be fucking, but there are every now and then there are people who are like wild cards, but as long as there's not one in the family, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. So just like, I'm thinking we'll talk about weather. We'll talk about the New York Knicks.
Well, the question is, what are you going to do? You're going to go to dinner?
We're going to a dinner, but they're all coming to the apartment first to see it. And I mean, my parents are staying with us, but they're coming to see our new apartment. And so there's going to be a bit of time where, you know, we're all just in the apartment talking.
Just some downtime.
That's what makes me nervous, because there's no food to put in a mouth.
Right. Yeah. There's no activity happening. Mm-hmm.
You need an activity.
Yeah. You'd be like, let me give you a tour. And it, you know, six seconds later, you're like, and we're back.
And like people open drawers and I'm like, fuck, I forgot to hide that.
You know,
because
you
do have to hide a lot of things.
You should purposely break something. And then the activity will be, you guys are trying to
cleaning
fix
it up.
Yeah.
Like glass, like just take a plate and drop it.
No. You need something that is going to be worked on for about a half hour and will have no resolution. So you need to be like, the water thingy's not working under the sink. Mm, the toilet's bad. Rip out the plumbing. Do whatever you got to do.
Should I take an upper decker dump and then be like, what's wrong with it?
We can't find where that smell's coming from. We just don't know.
And then it becomes a scavenger hunt.
And then they just pull it off and they're like, is this? Oh, God, that'd be so good.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll either do that, or I like the idea of creating kind of like a small emergency.
Yes.
We do have a second TV that we haven't put up yet. I could drop it and just crack a little bit of the side and then try to get everyone's help to mount the TV.
Yeah. I think put some teamwork, you know, get people working together. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you need to get them on the side where they're kind of, you know, shitting on you. They turn against you.
Okay.
Right? Where they're like, oh, Julia, you need to get a mount. And the other parent will be like, I always say you need a mount. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Said.
Okay.
Like maybe bring up the fact that, do you carry pepper spray?
I don't anymore.
But see, there you go. Though. Should I get pepper spray? And then the parents will be like, oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, absolutely. You should. Yeah.
But what if they don't agree? What if one of them's like, no, you shouldn't? You got to really know what you're doing there. Stay away from that.
I could just show my new Dyson vacuum and just do a demo and just be like, you guys want to see something cool, and vacuum for them.
I think you should have a charcuterie plate. You should have some kind of meats and cheeses.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe a little
like an appetizer,
maybe a little rosé. So just something, I know, even if people don't drink, just have it. Yes.
Yeah. Cheez-Its and Skittles.
And then say, once everyone's in a circle, just say, hey, when are we going to talk about the fucking rigged election? And then walk away.
And say, excuse me, I got to go. And then I'll take an upper decker dump. I was like, I'll tell you what's not rigged, that toilet.
I think it'll be great. I'm sure it will.
And then if all else fails, I'll spill a bag of quinoa and then I'll vacuum it up. And that's a crowd pleaser.
I think the key is, you know, seating arrangements, you know?
Everyone on my lap. That's my arrangement.
Are you just going to get, well, you can't get higher on your parents.
Oh my God. And I would never, I've never done drugs.
No. Yeah. I'm saying, I'm saying some people might say do that, but I would say you would never do that.
I would never do that. No. I would never do that.
No.
But so, you know, it'll be fine.
Where are you guys going to eat?
It's an Italian place.
Which is good. Everyone likes
Sbarro. We're going.
But I find with those situations, the most stressful situation is actually picking the restaurant.
Oh yeah. We already have that down pat. Did your parents and your wife's parents get along when they first met, or like, what's their relationship?
Yeah, they did. And they still do, but I guess they're very different though. So I think you would think like, Like, I think my wife would be like, oh, I don't know. They're so, you know, they're very different. But so what? Like they, it's, I like to talk with different people. I like to meet different people. So it's like,
see, who wants
to hang out with someone with the exact same personality?
I do. That's me.
They're very good. Like them and my parents get along great. And you know, you let them do their thing and you mm-hmm. and your fiance just kind of get hammered on the side.
Yeah. You know, drink some Prosecco, eat some breadsticks and just, you know, watch it unfold. So
I think that the only way if it's a problem, if there's like a real wild card who like starts trying to mix it up on purpose,
it's probably me. I'm probably the wild card.
But you gotta be, you can't be too, you know, neurotic about is everyone just like, relax. It's fine. They're fine. Yeah. Everyone's fine.
I can't control anyone's behavior except for my own. Is what I'm learning. And
sounds like that's your mantra right there.
Yeah. Yep. That is. That's my mantra. Okay. Well, I think let's move on to some content corner. I think we've both been watching, we've been having a lot of screen time. I know I have, you know, I watched, when the fiance was out of town, I fucked up and I watched 8 to 9 episodes of Selling Sunset and it felt like I had a hangover. It made me so sick. I like had poisoned myself. So
you know what, I like that show because I like Million Dollar Listing, which I have been watching as well. But to me, I watched the first episode of Selling Sunset and it felt too, they're all staged. They're all fake, but all Selling fake. Sunset felt a little bit too much.
It feels so fake because every episode it's like they pair up two different characters and they're like, you guys are going to be friends this episode. And then two other ones are like, you guys are going to be not nice to each other this episode. Right. So it's so fake, but I'm also just shocked at how bad all of their tattoos are, which is fun for me. Like a lot of them have like bad ankle tattoos. There's one like cast member who has like dog paw tattoo on her wrist.
Love it.
It's real, real bad. So I'm just kind of fascinated by their fashion choices but you shouldn't watch more than like one or two in a row because then like I've started, you know, thinking like them. And then I start picking fights with people. You start like believing you are on a reality show. So you want to start drama.
That's my hypothesis on like how those people are so good. It's like people have grown up watching reality TV that when you're like in that situation, I feel like you just know what to do.
Oh, of course. Like, you're like, there's a bottle in my hand. I'm going to throw it. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Obviously, they like kind of guide you. Like, hey, you guys are going to talk about this. Maybe you have a disagreement. But like, I feel like even if you're not an actor or whatever, you just know, like, you just know from watching.
You know what's going to make good TV. Right. You know what needs to happen. You know conflict. Like, the producers guide you. But absolutely, you're like, okay, I know if I'm going to stay on the show and get screen time, I need to make something very big happen.
I wouldn't be good on those shows because I don't like conflict and I would just go to the corner. Yeah, I'd be in the corner or I'd be like, hey, let's all chill.
Hey guys, anyone want a rolling rock? Yeah, that would be you. And then you would get cut from the first episode.
They'd be like, I thought you were on that show. I'd be like, I was there the whole time.
I was the nice guy.
When we were in high school, there was a liquor store that sold underage trust, no big deal. Ooh. And they sold these Rolling Rock 36 packs. And it came with a cooler. So it was like a portable cooler. So for like a month in high school, we were just all drinking Rolling Rocks with our coolers.
During school? Like when?
No. Like on the weekends. Yeah. We would like go into the woods and have like Rolling Rock 36 packs.
I hope you did tick checks because that's where ticks like to be. It's like, hey, bro, open up another cold Rolling Rock and check my back for ticks.
I think that was the last time I've had a Rolling Rock though.
Yeah.
I'm nostalgic for them.
What have you been watching? Any movies?
So I finished Succession.
Ooh, baby, what did you think?
My jaw actually dropped at that at the ending there. Spoiler alert: we're going to talk about it. So if you haven't seen it,
It happened 2 years ago. Yeah, we're going to talk about it right now.
I didn't realize that it was like, you know, I was like, when's season 3 going to film? It's like, oh, it's coming out soon.
Yeah. What did you think?
It was great. You? I mean, it shocked me when Kendall. Yeah. Went on TV and threw his dad under the bus because I thought he was for sure like done with that, especially after his dad, you know, bailed him out of that, you know, murder two situation. but like that, like I want everyone to get along. I was like, oh, I just want them to be like stick together as a family, you know.
Logan is too much of a sociopath. Like he is like a reality show villain where he knows how to create drama and like pit people against each other.
Well, yeah, just even on that last episode, he goes. like, because they were on that boat and Kendall had that girl, the Pierce girl there. Mm-hmm. And Logan was like, why is she here? Get rid of her. She can't be here. Ugh. And then the next day, Logan was like, oh, she left. She shouldn't have left. Ugh, and it's like, he's so just like mental warfare.
Yeah.
And when they went to see, you know, Logan had to go pay off the family of the kid who died.
Oh, and he makes him come in.
He makes Kendall come. And not only come to the house, he makes him come in, sit in the other room.
One of the most intense scenes of the whole show, I feel like. It's so painful.
Yeah. So it was great.
And that's the kind of parent I want to be. Always,
you know, we all need leaders.
Yeah.
I did watch The Spectacular Now. Have you ever seen that movie?
Is that a young adult movie?
Yeah, it is. Book? It's okay. Miles Teller and Shailene Woodley are in it.
Does someone die? Is it like a kid
dies? No, it is one. Okay. So I saw when it first came out in the movie theater, no big deal. It's called A Date, Julia.
Oh, well, color me shocked.
While I was rewatching it, I kept being like, does she have cancer? Is she going to die? But it's nothing like that. It's just kind of like a coming of age story. But it's good.
Did it tug at your heartstrings at all?
A little. I was expecting a little more, but Miles Teller is great. And Shailene Woodley, I mean, she is so good. She is so charming in that movie. That's all I'll say.
Well, you know, they're friends now. I mean, they're still friends.
I don't know if you saw
the photos of them.
With Aaron Rodgers and
Kentucky Derby, and then they went to Hawaii together.
I did see that.
Yeah. And Miles Teller got, I think he got punched in the face in Hawaii by someone.
Yeah, they said he got like jumped in the bathroom or something.
He seems like he's a troublemaker in a lot of ways.
That's a bummer.
Like a little Shia LaBeouf-ish.
If you're too, he's like on the line of being too famous where people maybe fuck with you.
Yeah.
I mean, most people will be like, you're the man, but you do have those people who are like, yo, bro, you think you're cool?
And you're just like, he's like kind of a dick. Dude. Can I say that?
I disagree, but I hear you.
You think he's a Jehovah's Witness?
I think he's cool. I think he's listening.
Yeah. Hey, Miles.
Miles,
I have no beef with you, but pull up. We'll see what happens. I watched a terrible movie. It was amazing. I saw Aquaman.
So I always associate Aquaman with the TV show Entourage because that's the movie that Vinny Chase is going to do in Entourage.
Is it a joke?
No. Well, I mean, it's a joke in the sense that it's not a real, you know, it's a fake TV world, but they're like, yo, Vinny, you're doing Aquaman. And he becomes this huge star because he does Aquaman.
Do they ever show like a trailer to the Aquaman that they make?
No, they show a scene. Yeah.
Is he like ripped and is it like a superhero?
Yeah, it's a superhero movie. Yeah. And he's like, he's living underwater and stuff. It's pretty good. But anyway, what's the real Aquaman about?
Have you seen it?
No,
it's so bad. And I know it made $1 billion, but it's embarrassing. It's like Willem Dafoe, aka William Dafoe,
William from Wisconsin.
Yep. And he's actually, there's a lighthouse in this movie. And I was like, oh, Willem Dafoe is in two movies about lighthouses. Yeah. Wow. He's obsessed.
Oh, you watched it because your fiance was away and Jason Momoa was in it. That's why.
What? Am I that easy to read?
I just looked it up. I see this big beefy man.
Well, the fiance was like, did you get super horned up? And I was like, no, because the movie was so bad, I couldn't get horned up.
You're like, oh, come on. He wouldn't say that.
What? That's what he said.
No, I'm saying while you're watching the movie, I'm like, you can't get into it because you're yelling at the characters, shitty dialogue.
No, I literally was, that's what I was doing. I was screaming. I was like, I was booing the screen. Me and my friend were just like, this is comical. It's so bad because they want to make it super serious, but then like every 15 minutes, they'll like have a huge fighting sequence and then the music will cut out and then Aquaman will say something pithy like, we have to stop meeting like this, you know, like, it's just such a bad line. And then he'll like go back to punching. The wigs are very bad. Besides Jason's hair, it's like Amber Heard is in it and she has almost like they want to make her Ariel, but from Little Mermaid, but like Hot Topic pink. Mm-hmm. And it's such a bad wig. And they're also always wet. So then the wigs look really bad when they're wet. And it was embarrassing to watch is what I would say.
They're making a sequel.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They made $1.14
billion. Billion, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, we always make fun of like, we're like, these superhero movies suck. Why do I keep making them? That's why.
That's why they're enormously successful.
Because they're worldwide. They're all, you know what I mean? Everyone watches them.
Overseas, they love these movies because it's a blockbuster. It's the perfect, I don't want to think, let me go to a movie theater, eat popcorn, like perfect movie. It's mindless. And I knew it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah. And when you're translating and across different cultures and stuff, it doesn't matter, like the dialogue. It doesn't matter. It's just about the movie, like, you know. I get it, but there's so many of these movies now.
And you know who's in it is fucking Nicole Kidman, plays his mother, which
Aussie.
Crazy because I'm looking up their ages right now because Nicole Kidman plays his mom and she is in real life 53. No, she's 53.
63 is too old. Yeah, sorry.
So she's 53. We're going to have to do some math right now. And he's 41. Okay, so she's 12 years older than him. And let me tell you something.
She looks
12 years older than him. She does not look old enough to be his mom because it's same with the actor who plays his dad in it. I was like, they didn't have him when they were 12. It's like
goofy. But the oldest you can book a woman in Hollywood is 53. So that's oldest
legally, and I understand that.
They need to get a waiver if they need someone in their 60s. So.
But then they should have cast an Aquaman who was 28, not 38. Because watching it, I was like, oh my God, his parents, and they were like, you know, supposed to age many years. And it's like, no, they still don't look like they're old enough to have a kid this age. That really took me out of it.
That's one of those ones where I'd love to hear that discussion, right? They're like, well, one of them has to be changed. And they're like, well, we just really love them both.
We love them both.
And they go, does it matter? And then someone else goes, it doesn't fucking matter. Let's go out to dinner.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's Nicole fucking Kidman.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah,
it doesn't. Who cares? Her face can't hold a wrinkle.
And you know what? They're right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I agree. That takes you out of it.
Yeah. But
what are you going to do?
And then speaking of terribly aging, I did watch the Friends reunion finally. And the only person who aged in Lisa an Kudrow. Appropriate way was Lisa. Exactly. Exactly.
Is she the only one who didn't do face stuff?
If she has done something, it's very subtle. I would say she's the best out of all of them. Then David Schwimmer, then Matt LeBlanc, because he really just was like, fuck it.
Matt LeBlanc's the man. I just love it. I love like his like, yeah, I'm just like a big beefy bro. Yeah, I'm a big, you know.
And then probably Jennifer Aniston, because you know she's had work done, but it's expensive. And then Courtney Cox, who that's her face. And then Matt Perry was like very bad where he was like slurring his words.
Did he have I know he's had drug problems, but did he have a stroke or something?
Seemed like his reps were like, no, he had dental surgery. And it's like, no, they wouldn't have scheduled dental surgery right before this like $2 million paycheck reunion. Like I don't want to speculate, but I am speculating that it was not dental surgery.
Well, I feel bad if he's like really going through some shit and they like trot him out. They like trot him out. Wasn't this the best time?
And he's
really like not in a good place.
Place. He doesn't talk that much in it. And it's like hard for him to speak. And you do feel bad that it's like.
Who hosted it? James Corden? Or is that?
Yeah, which fucking ruins it. Like, why? Why does
Chandler? I can't do his fucking voice.
No, you that was pretty good. But he's like, everyone in the world loves you. Let's have some. We're gonna play a game. It's just, it's awful, awful, awful. Get these British people out of Friends. Okay, this is an American show.
The only British person I want on Friends is Emily. Bring her back.
Ugh, they did not have a cameo from her, but they did have a fucking bunch of talking head celebrities talking about how much they love Friends. And then Malala did a talking head about how she loves Friends. And I was just like, this is,
who's Malala?
When's Greta Thunberg coming back?
Oh, I understand. I get
activist
it.
Who was shot by the Taliban.
Yes, yes, yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Who's like Nobel Prize winner. And she's like, I love Chandler. It's like,
it's always interesting when you watch a documentary or something like that, when somebody pops up and it just totally takes you out of it.
Yes.
And you're like, what? I mean, to me, I didn't watch it, but that would have been James Corden for me. I would have been like, what? No.
I did not want to watch it.
Gunther hosted and get over it.
Oh yeah. He makes a cameo, but he like, for some reason couldn't show up in person. And I was like, maybe they wouldn't pay.
They weren't
going to
fly him out or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, They're like, you can take an Amtrak. And he's like, it's 16 hours.
Like, there's a Radisson off Route 9 that you could stay at, but we're not comping any meals.
We'll give you per diem. It's $20 a day, but Good
it's
luck.
So funny, like the life of an actor or anything in this stupid business, but like Gunther, right? He's known probably wherever he goes, right?
Yeah. But that, and he's probably made so much money.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
Oh, really?
I was going to say like he did not residuals. Probably make that much money from that show.
Let me look up his net worth because I bet it'll surprise you. Let's see. Michael Tyler.
He's memorable, but how many times did he actually show his face on camera?
He showed up in a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, like maybe let's say 5 times per season, right?
Okay, I'm looking up his net worth. Hold on.
Like was he a series regular?
$4 million.
If he pulled in $4 million, then what a hell of a life.
He made a total of $2.48 million with his role as Gunther, and he gets residuals, obviously. He appeared in 147 episodes.
Okay, that's a lot.
He didn't talk in all of them, but
look, I'm saying I hope he got as much as he like. I hope he got millions of dollars because it's just you hate to see someone who's so well known and it's such like a hold on pop culture, like be like, oh, I had a shitty deal or I did, you know, basically anybody who's on MTV. Old MTV anyway. I don't know what MTV is now, but Rob Dyrdek is getting money.
I think he's a billionaire. He's like Jeff Bezos. So it says on this screenrant.com website that Gunther got $5,000 for his first episode and $40,000 for his last. So
okay, all right. Yeah, I mean if he was making like 20, 25, 30 grand an episode in those middle years.
That's amazing.
That's great. It's like absolutely.
The show is on every second of the day in every country and probably in Mars also. Yeah. They beam it up there.
I'm happy for him. I'm glad he's worth money on a website that is probably guessing, but I bet he has money.
It's definitely guessing. It's a speculative number and I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him
too. Really happy. Yeah. Yeah. What else did you watch this big Showtime fight?
You know, I didn't, but I was having a grand old time laughing at the clips I saw because Desus and Miro were commenting on it, commentating. And I just think it's hilarious that they were calling the fight a fight on Showtime.
A mess? Like, do you think it was staged?
Staged. I mean, staged in the sense that Floyd Mayweather probably could have knocked him out whenever he wanted to.
I saw a clip where it looked like he punched him and then held him up.
He held him up. I mean, yeah, he could have, I mean, you know what? I didn't watch it cause I didn't realize you had to order it. So I put on Showtime when it was on and it was some shitty movie. And I was like, oh,
you're like, what's going on? When does the fight start?
And then like Ocho Cinco fought earlier in the night. So, I mean, these things are kind of fun.
Yeah.
These like celebrity things. I wish they would, I don't know.
But they're sad in a certain way of like, this is a YouTuber. Like it's
funny
very
that they're so popular. Like, I didn't really care that much about this. The Nate Robinson one I liked better, a little bit better. Cause I thought that was a little more,
but it's like when Tanya Harding did like boxing matches where it does feel a little bit like celebrity death match of like D-listers and it's really kind of seedy and I don't know. It's a weird vibe. But,
it is a weird vibe, but I keep up with them. I probably would never order one, but we'll see.
Would you ever take a punch from Mayweather? Do you think?
Yeah.
Or would that shape your head back to a perfect skull?
It would hurt. I'd probably get knocked out. No, I don't know if he'd knock me up, but he would beat the shit out of me. He's so quick. Those guys are so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about that when I see, cause he's like a light heavyweight. I don't know what he is. He's probably like 150 pounds, but whenever you see those guys, like if you're out in the wild, right, you're at a bar or something and somebody bumps into you. Like, you know, your first instinct is like, you're like, oh, like if I had to fight, I could beat this guy up. Why? Cause he's smaller. And then you see like these fights and these guys are like 127 pounds, just like fucking throwing. Like I would get fucking killed by these guys.
I mean, when I was watching like the finals is it the finals?
The main card.
No, sorry. Basketball. Like when I was watching the Knicks and, the Hawks,
and
I was just like watching Trae Young. I was like, oh, I could take this guy because he's so tiny compared to the other ones. And then you're like, oh no, you're 6'2". I don't think I could punch you. But it really it does put things in perspective once you're like, oh, you're a finely tuned athlete.
The moral of the story is don't get any bar fights. It's not worth it.
Don't fight.
You just never know who you're fighting.
Always wear an Al Bundy jersey and that's how you defuse a situation.
Yeah, you just go, hey, let me show you a picture of this jersey I ordered. Yeah.
Did I mention I collect art? We're going to move on to one of your favorite segments. What do we call this?
This segment is, it's for when we talk about the food we eat, the drinks we drink. Some people call it hot stove. I like to call it hot stove.
Hot stove.
Yes. So I am, like I said, I ruined a salad today.
Yeah. Yep.
But I did just make, is there anything that makes you feel better mentally, but your body less nourished than making a fruit smoothie? Because I just made one and I'm just so hungry. I'm still so hungry.
So hungry. And you're like, that was like a milkshake, but I'm empty.
Yeah. I'm like, so I just drank like 1,000 calories in sugar, but I'm really just, I want to eat and milk. So that's, I just had, it was bananas, blueberries, peanut butter, and sesame seeds. Sunflower seeds.
Why? What do sunflower seeds do for you?
They, when you poop, they come out and they look funny.
It's a nighttime activity.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know what? I knew my body, my big heavy muffin body was like, I need more. So I would have threw in a fucking steak if I could.
You need like protein powder.
I know. I need protein powder. I'm going to get
sliced chicken.
That's what I do. I'll go out and get protein powder and I will be like, this is my way of getting in shape. Oh, God. And it just, you know, so.
And then the tub sits on top of the fridge for 3 years.
And I look at it, I go, is this still good? I don't know. Yeah.
So. Well, you know, I cooked yesterday to welcome the fiance home. I was like, I'm going to be a chef. I'm going to make a cold pasta dish. But what I didn't realize is to make a cold pasta dish, you have to first make a hot pasta dish.
You have to make pasta and then, yeah.
And it's so hot outside and it's so hot in the kitchen. And I'm like roasting almonds for a salad. It got real overheated, but I made a really good cold miso sesame noodle dish.
Oh, that sounds great.
I recommend. So, you know, it's a lot of good flavors. You know, there's cucumbers in it. It's a delight, a chili delight. And then I made a kale salad too.
What kind of noodles do you use?
I just use regular spaghetti noodles for this.
Oh, really?
Okay. But I got nice ones, like nice Italian pasta, not like, you know, grocery store brand. Prego? Yeah. I got good stuff, but then, yeah, you can really make it with any of that. And then, you know, you chill down the noodles and then you make the sauce and it's delish.
Nice.
And then I had to make a salad because again, while he was away, I was just eating so much crap that my body was like, please give us a vegetable.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, you want a vegetable? Fine. We're going to get kale, which
is
a vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
Shock your system.
It really does. I had a salad filled with kale last week. And let me tell you, I was kaled over because my stomach fucking hurt.
That's what
I do though. I will be like, I'll eat like bread and I'll just eat all the stupid shit. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, all right, I'm going to have the biggest salad you got, a smoothie. Yeah. I think, yeah. And I'll just be like, oh, my stomach, I don't get it. Like, you know.
Why is my body rejecting this? It's just because I never have this much fiber. Okay.
Is it because I inhaled sunflower seeds?
Yeah. Right. And you're like, I'm never eating healthy again. My body clearly doesn't agree with it.
Then I'm like, see, I think I'm allergic. Give me that steak. So
pass the ranch.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. But that sounds good, actually. I've never made anything like that, to be honest.
I can send you the recipe. It was really quite easy to make.
Yeah, send me that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. And we had like a little dinner party last week with some friends.
Nice.
And he made a baked mac and cheese, and I did like a cabbage salad. And then for dessert, we did Rice Krispie treats, which is the only thing we know how to make because I've never made a cake before.
Yeah.
The
closest thing I made to a cake was cupcakes.
Okay. Those are like tiny individual cakes.
No. So, maybe like a couple months ago, it was my sister-in-law's birthday and I was trying to like, she was like on her way home and I was trying to scramble and make a quick cake, like a instant cake. They
That's
had
so
it
nice
at their
of
house.
You.
Well, I think, you know, they're my nephews. I was like, we can all make a cake. And
oh, okay. An activity.
I was like trying to do it really quick. And let me just say, it did not rise. I fucked up somehow.
It was a flat cake.
It was a flat cake. So we took it out and it was not very good. But
did you like forget the rising agent?
I forgot something. and then we all forgot to eat it because it looked like shit. But I have made, I've made cupcakes before and obviously my world famous banana bread, but, you know,
I'm into baking, like
I guess.
Baking, but you can't bake in the summer. Come on.
No,
you can't
it's too hot
that.
To do
it's
any of that shit. Like cooking.
Just make some
another.
Pudding.
That's why I'm a grill man, Julia.
Yeah. You always have been. Always have been.
I made the mistake of ordering, we ordered from this Italian place and I got, I don't know what the name of the meal was, but it was basically a meat plate and not a meat plate with like Italian meats. It wasn't like, salami and prosciutto. It was like half rack of ribs, chicken, steak. Like, it was like this whole thing. And I was like, this will feed me for 2 days. And it just wasn't good. And then when I started, when I was eating it, I was like, what am I doing? I'm getting an Italian place that I know is good. I got a good meal last time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, let me try all the meats, please.
Let me try not the pasta.
Let me try. Yeah. You guys specialize in Italian food. Do you have any sushi?
Nothing.
Yeah. I feel like there's a couple places around here that do that where they have like, they like legit have everything and it scares me off.
Yeah. Like diners, you're not going to order lobster or like pork chops at a diner. Like, don't do that. Just because it's on the menu does not mean you should order that.
Yeah, that picture I'm showing you is from the internet. Yeah. That is not a picture from there.
And from 1998 internet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not for you.
Not for you.
How many days did the bad meat fill you for?
I mean, later that night I was hungry. I was looking for
Daddy wants a pork chop.
I was making a peanut butter rice cake with blueberries on top.
So you essentially had your smoothie, but in solid form.
Yeah, that's my breakfast every morning. That's why I'm so fat.
No, you're not fat. Come on. All bodies are beautiful.
No, I'm not. I'm not fat.
All muffins are delicious.
But I do have to get in shape. This is the difference. I need to get, I'm not in, you know, if I had to run down the street, I would probably vom on a tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's hot outside.
Because of the heat, mostly.
It's because of the heat that I won't run, is what I say to myself.
I choose not to run.
I choose not to run because of the heat. Okay, is it time for the game?
I have a game for you, right?
You made a game for me?
I did make a game for you. And okay. I was so the Bruins and the Islanders are playing, and I was like, I was going to give you this hockey. I was going to give you a list of names and be like, which player plays for what team? But I got halfway through and I said, fuck this. So
she will fail.
I said, who cares? So I said,
Steve Eiserman.
I made a list of a bunch of songs, and I want you to tell me if they've ever made me emotional before.
Songs.
So it's just a little fun fact about me. This doesn't mean crying. This just means getting like kind of emo and like, oh man, like remember that. Like that's, I'm very like emo in that kind of way.
Like nostalgic.
Nostalgic kind of, for like, you're like, but half the time I don't even know what I'm nostalgic for. It's just like the song is just like tickling my insides.
It stirs something.
Honestly, half the time I'm in the aisle of CVS looking for Tums. So it's like, this is the kind of music. So I will give you a name of a song, and you tell me if I've ever been like, oh man, to this
ever
song.
In your life,
ever in my life.
Okay.
The artist number one, Jewel, Foolish Games.
Oh, absolutely yes.
Let me just tell you,
have to be a robot if it didn't.
Jewel's whole catalog makes me like just feel. All right, I love Jewel. Sometimes when I get drunk at night, I watch her acoustic performances on YouTube.
Look, call me a vapor because I love Jewel. Okay.
She's the best. And yes, sometimes I'll go, oh man, especially Foolish Games. I'll be like, oh man, I'd get into it.
Yeah, I mean, look, my hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. They are my own.
Hands is a great one, man. Oh, there's so many good ones.
Oh, good for her. She's just an icon. She doesn't need to release anything else.
She doesn't. I know. I wish she still make music or
probably. I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah, don't care for it. I'm stuck in the past. Number two, Bush, the band Bush, Glycerine.
Mm-hmm. That's more of like a rocky rock-ish.
Yeah, song. There's a heavy electric guitar in it, but it's slow.
Should I have mentioned up top that I don't like music?
I'm trying to. When I was doing this, I go, "Will she know these songs?"
Wait. Sing Glycerine.
Glycerine goes, it must be the thing that you're thinking in.
Okay, this did make you emotional.
It did, because you could tell how I was singing it.
Yeah, I heard it in your voice.
Two for two. That was like fifth grade, Mike. That would come on, I would be like, see, I was even in fifth grade, I was emo for the past.
Ooh,
you know, I second love that. Grade, Mike. So two for two.
Second grade, Mike. When things were simpler.
Number three, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Yes, of course.
Julia, no, I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying I have no connection to that. Is no connection to my emotions.
Is there another Celine that does it for you?
No, I don't think so, but I don't know.
Have you not heard When You Hold Me Like This?
That's a good one. That used to be the song.
But it's all coming back to me.
They used to play that at like middle school dances. Now is when you're trying to get your courage up to tilt your head and go in for the French.
Rub a boner. Yeah. rub one
that's,
out.
That's maybe on the line, but My Heart Will Go On never did it for me.
Okay, fine. Wow.
The number four, the opening song to the movie Angus which is called Am I Wrong? The movie Angus, which
What's
is one
the
of
movie
my
Angus.
Oh, you never seen that movie?
Is it
that's
good?
Your home, that's your homework assignment. The 1995 film with James Vanderbeek in it.
And I just Kathy looked up Bates. Angus and Angus Cattle came up.
Kathy Bates is in it. George C. Scott, no big deal. The girl from Jurassic Park.
God, Angus. Okay. Well, wow. Okay. Well, it did gross over $4 million.
It's a great movie. And you should
soundtrack.
Check it out sometime.
Wow. Okay. They had some, the Goo Goo Dolls. Wow. Okay. Do you want to like sing the?
No, I can't. I can't do it justice.
But I'm going to say yes, because it sounds really specific.
It's very too specific to be a fake. That song is great. It is a great opening. And that's a movie and a song where I go, yeah, man, it touches my insides.
Now, the movie is about an overweight kid.
Is with if you want a body shame.
Angus Ebert
Bethune,
says.
Angus Bethune is the main character. He's a little overweight. And everybody makes fun of him. And James Vanderbeek's the asshole quarterback, of course.
Basically
stage it so that Vanderbeek's girlfriend she's the prom queen. So they stage it that Angus wins prom king and they're going to embarrass him when he's dancing with her. Yeah. Yeah. So that's like kind of the thing. And he's trying this whole time. Angus is studying to get into this prep school because he just wants to get away from everybody. But, you know.
Oh, the kid from. Chris Owen is in it.
Yeah.
He was the guy
Sherman.
Who's in Can't Hardly Wait and She's All That. Yeah. Okay.
In American Pie.
Yeah. Wow. He's Sherman, really an icon of that time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really.
Can't Hardly Wait. He's the guy who is stealing stuff all the time.
Wow.
Remember, he's like going in and stealing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good flick. Check it out.
Okay.
Next, Aerosmith. Don't want to miss a thing.
Oh, it asks because that's Armageddon, and that makes you think things and feel things.
It's a good song. I like Armageddon, but this doesn't tickle my taint. It doesn't do it for me. I like the song, but it doesn't make me emo.
I don't want to close.
Yeah,
my
it's good.
Eyes.
It's okay. I like
you
it.
You don't think of the scene where Ben Affleck is with the animal crackers and Tyler's coochie?
I specifically think of that scene.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The more, you know what? Cry scene for me on that movie is at the end when he switches, when Bruce Willis locks him in, he switches. Remember, because Bruce Willis is about
himself.
Harry's about to give himself up or whatever, or whatever his name is, and he switches and he's going, no, that's a good shit.
And are they on a different planet or they're on a space?
They're on an asteroid
thing that they blow up.
Yeah, they're on an asteroid and they drop an atomic bomb on it. They're drilling in. They have to drill in.
Right. The whole premise is Bruce Willis and these guys are like oil rig guys, and they're the only ones who can do this. So rather than train astronauts to drill, they train drillers to be astronauts.
There's a funny deleted scene. What are the voice director's cut?
Blooper?
No, it's a director's cut when Ben Affleck's talking over the movie and he's saying how ridiculous the premise is and how he brought it up to Michael Bay. And Michael Bay's like, shut the fuck up. Like, it's fine.
This is going to make you a star.
Yeah. All right. I got three left.
Okay.
Three left.
I'm not doing very well. I've only gotten
four
two
left.
Right.
I have four left. No, you got one.
I got two.
No, you got three right. You're three for five.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby.
Oh. See, I want to believe this makes you feel something. All of these are like feeling songs. I'm gonna say yes.
That's why it's a good game. Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. Yeah. Okay, I think good. So man, if I'm just staring out into space and Always Be My Baby comes on, I'm thinking, oh man, oof, maybe someday I'll find the love of my life, you know.
So many,
and you go wait a second, I'm married. Yeah, what am I
I'm
doing?
Married and I disappoint her every day.
One, two. Oh, you're doing pretty well. All right, next one. Three left. Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
I'm going to say no, because this is like the most stereotypical, you should feel things, but you don't.
It's a fun song to sing. It's a fun song to have a goof singing. And right before COVID, me and my wife, I tried to talk my wife into going to Philly on Valentine's Day to see Boys to Men perform live.
Wow.
And she wasn't really into it, so we did not go. Mm-hmm. And this is a no. I did not get emotional with I'll Make Love to You. But a good
it's
song.
It's a fun one. It's
These
a
are
fun
all great
one.
Songs. Yeah. And I'll sway back and forth, but it's not making my heart flutter.
Someone better make this playlist and share it with me on Spotify.
Please do. You can call it Emo Mike.
Emo Mike
I will
or not.
And if I can add to it, because I know this song's a missing. I need to have some emo ones. All right, second to last one. Radiohead, fake plastic trees.
I'm going to say no, because you don't like Radiohead.
You're wrong. Fake plastic trees always makes me go, oh, what? And look, I don't know what the song's about. So if it's about some weird shit, don't hold it against me. But, you know, the whole rhythm of the song.
I didn't know you like Radiohead.
I like their popular stuff. I'm a bandwagon Radiohead guy.
This makes me think
guy.
You're smarter than you are. Wow.
No, I'm a bandwagon Radiohead guy. All right, last one, because I'm sweating. The air conditioner is just not working. I don't know what's happening. Last one, Faith Hill, This Kiss.
Yes, 1,000%. This is going to make your boxer briefs a little bit moist.
I love Faith Hill.
With tears.
I love Tim McGraw. I love the whole family. Yeah. But this song doesn't make me emo.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I like to sing it. I like to, by the way, some of these don't make emos can be converted if I've had 3 to 4 Bud Lights.
This is such a bullshit game. I'm emotional now. You've made me emo with anger.
It's just, you know, maybe I'm misremembering. You know what? Later on tonight, I'll try to play some of these and I'll text you if I fuck up.
This kiss.
It reminds me of going to like a strip mall with my mom. Like it's good.
It didn't stir anything in you?
You know, hey, get in the minivan. Like it's fun. It's good. I like it. Can we go to Burger King? I like it. Yeah. So, but it just doesn't, if I hear it now, I'm not like, you know, I will maybe say like, hey, we should all rent a house. It'll make me like make plans, you know?
Let's rent a summer house and everyone's going to forget to pay me back for it for 6 months.
It's actually a little bit more because the deposit. Yeah, we got to cover the deposit.
And like several people dropped out.
I know it's bullshit. You had to sleep on the floor, but there's tax too. There's a little.
Do you mind Venmoing me $900?
Yeah. I'll get the ice, but can you get the food? Because you didn't pay. You didn't pay anything.
Will you bring all of the food for 6 nights and days?
And for 8 people too. You need
and
to
we're all vegan. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you did really well in that game. It's a tough game.
Not so much. It was a peek into your psyche, which is inscrutable. Yeah.
I guess what it comes down to is Jewel is the goat and she will never be topped.
This is true. And the real goats here are our Jehovah's Witnesses, our fans. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You know, we don't know when we'll see you again. Well, we never will. This is a podcast.
We gave you a nice long one, though. It's a nice long
really
one.
We really did. Really nice. It's a stretch limo of an episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll definitely do more episodes. They're just going to drop randomly. So keep your notifications on and you definitely will hear from us again.
Yeah, see how fun they are. We haven't talked in 2 weeks. So if you go a month, we're gonna make a long one.
Oh boy. Big load. Okay.
Or we'll take a big load. Eat mayo this weekend and you know, enjoy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.